Warning, I'm going to challenge your brain to think a little differently today. We're going to shift our perspective on podcasts. We're going to stop thinking about them as content. And instead, we're going to think of them as a member of our sales team, because that's when they're most effective for us. That's the role we want them to fill. However, we keep behaving like we want it to fulfill the role of just content. And so how do we make different choices so that we can shift our podcast from content machine to contributing sales team member? That's what we're going to do today. Welcome to the More Profitable Podcast with Stacey Harris. I'm Stacey, and this is the spot to learn more about the strategies, tactics, and tools you need to build your more profitable podcast. My team and I work every day with podcasters like you to shift shows from frustrating time sucks to productive members of your sales team, because your show should be built to generate and convert leads. So let's get into it. This is going to be good. This is a conversation that is coming up a lot lately. We are opening the doors right now to the next round of the Profitable Podcaster Mastermind. And this is a conversation that has happened with someone, often multiple someones, in all of our cohorts now. I can't think of when I haven't had this conversation. Honestly, this is a conversation that comes up in the Profitable Podcaster Mastermind. And this is one that comes up with in podcast strategy intensives the most often, is how do I keep up? That's often what got them to book the sales call or sign the contract or purchase their spot in the program, is they're currently in a spot of just like, I can't possibly produce any more content. Like, what am I even saying anymore? There's so much content. And oftentimes we mistakenly put our podcast solely in the attract category, that we're using it to build an audience so that we can sell them somewhere. Maybe it's your email list. Maybe it's, you know, social media posts. Maybe it's getting them back to your website is the dream. I don't know. For my money, and it's pretty valuable because I have this show. For my money, it's best if we start doing the educate and the convert in this space. It doesn't mean it won't attract. It absolutely will attract. That's why we're doing things like SEO optimized show notes, and we're sharing our show on social media, and we've got audiograms, and we're posting them places, and we're talking about our show, and we're appearing on other people's shows. Those are the attract elements, right? But once I get you in here, once I get you to listen to this point, you know, we're 3-4 minutes into the show now. Once I get you here, I've attracted you. And so I don't actually need to use the next 10, 15, 20 minutes of my show to continue to attract you. What I do need to do is start educating and converting you. And so today we're going to talk about what you need to know to be able to do this, because if you don't know these things, it's why you're currently struggling with this. We're going to talk about the kinds of education we're doing, because there's some confusion here as well. And then we're going to talk about structurally, where are we going to put things like your calls to action? Do you need a call to action on every episode? The answer is yes. That's what we're going to dig into today. Before we do that, I want to remind you, the doors are open right now to the Profitable Podcaster Mastermind. Last week, we shared a breakdown of what that program looks like. I will link it in the show notes of this episode as well. If you have questions, if you have details you need cleared up, now is the time to ask those questions, to get that clarity, because we will be closing the doors here very shortly. If you would like to join us, you can head on over to uncommonlymore.com/mastermind to reserve your seat. There are two options, a pay in full and a payment plan, to make it as accessible as I can to as many people as I can. With that said, We only have room for 5, and some of those spots are already gone. So if you would like to get in, if you would like to join us for this round, if Q2 is the time for you, now is the time for you to raise your hand and say, hey, I'd like to join. So head on over to uncommonlymore.com/mastermind to get your questions answered, to reserve your spot, to do all the good stuff. Now, speaking of the good stuff, let's dig into this. Let's talk about what you need to have in place to do this effectively. Because oftentimes, honestly, the problem is not your podcast. It's that there are some fundamental business issues. There are some fundamental things you don't yet have cleared up. And so your confusion breeds confusion in your listener. And we all know the old cliche. And one day I'll figure out who says this, like who I can actually attribute this quote to. But a confused mind says no. I think at this point, everybody says it. So everybody. But a confused mind will say no. And if your mind is confused, so is theirs. Usually worse. And so what do we need to have in place? First, who? Who are we selling to? Who is the buyer? And you need to understand this on two levels. You need to understand this big picture, who is my general audience? And then when you start building sales assets, you need to understand the who for that episode. Who is this episode for? Who is this information for? Because spoiler alert, not every episode of your show is for every listener of your show. I attract through this podcast clients for the Profitable Podcaster Mastermind, for podcast strategy intensives, for ongoing production work. But they're not all in the same place. They're not all looking for the same solution. They have similarities because my audience fits in a certain sort of general demographic. But where they are in their need is different. So there's a difference in the who. So I need to have an understanding of who I'm talking to in general so I can tie all of this together. And then when I need to get specific, who specifically am I talking about with that asset? We also need to know when. And this isn't just like, oh, well, my show goes live on Wednesdays. It's timing and cadence for when do we need to start talking about something. This is something that I always come back to. We had a client who was really frustrated with their results from a launch before they had started working with us. And they said, you know, we've been talking about this on the podcast for like the whole time the cart was open, and it just did not move the needle. And I was like, let me look at the data. Let me see what's here. And I went in and I looked at their podcast data, and it became really clear to me really quickly what the problem was. And that was that their listeners, for the most part, were a week or two behind where they thought they were. And so their listeners, they had a 2-week cart open window. Their listeners did not hear the, hey, the cart open episode is happening until the cart was closed because they didn't give their audience enough time to be caught up. Now, yes, there were some people, some section of their listenership that listened day one, that listened in those first 7 days, but the bulk of their listenership listens to episodes about a week to 2 weeks behind where they thought they did. They actually saw huge bumps between that 7 and 14 day, and even pretty sizable bumps between that 14 to 30 day when we went to look at the actual daily sort of download numbers. And so the bulk of their listenership didn't hear the cart was open until the cart had closed. And so you need to know the when. You need to know how much time do I need to give my listenership to take in the information. The timing there is important. And if you're somebody who's completely ignoring your data, then this is where you're going. This is one of the places you could potentially be stumbling. This is one of the reasons with our production clients, we have right in our dashboard day one metrics, day seven metrics, day 14 metrics, and day 30 metrics, so that we have line of sight on this, so that we can quickly make decisions around how big of a ramp up we need. On the flip side of that, the other part of this ramp up is how. How am I selling it? How are they getting this information? How are they buying? Because if you don't know how, you can't tell them how. And if you can't tell them how, you're going to run into a lot of instances where people are not going to go find out themselves. If I walk into a store and I pick up a phone and I'm going to buy this phone, but there's nobody around that looks like they could sell me the phone. There's no, like, self-checkout option. I'm not really seeing where or how I actually go through buying this phone. And yes, I picked phone because it's literally sitting next to me. But I don't see a place where I can go and buy this phone. And so what do I do most often? I put the phone down and I back away slowly. No, I put the phone down and I leave. I go pull out my phone I currently own and order it from somewhere else to have it delivered to my house. If I have to go find a way to buy it, I will likely go buy it from someone who makes it easy to figure out how to buy it from them. And so if you're spending a lot of time educating and you're spending a lot of time attracting, but you're not telling them how to buy, often because you don't have clarity around how you sell things, like, is there a sales call? Is it a click to buy? That's where you're going to struggle. And here's the last element of this. It's the what. Yes, this is what are you selling? I mean, that ties to the win. Like, what are your sales cycles, right? But also, what do they need to know to buy it? So one of my favorite things to have is an audio sales page. If you want an example of an audio sales page, check out last week's episode. We'll link it to the show notes as well, where we talk about the Profitable Podcaster Mastermind, because we've got the card open right now. That's an audio sales page. It is an audio version of my sales page. It tells you what's happening in the program, how the program works, when we'll meet, who the program is for, all of those things, just as a written out sales page would and does on our website, uncommonlymore.com/mastermind, has all of the same information. But I attracted you and educated you with a podcast. So if I'm going to convert you, I should at least include the podcast as an element of that. And so I talk about all of that in this show because I understand what my customer needs to know to buy it. In most cases, we have a lot of listeners to this show and buyers of our programs and services who are what I lovingly call high fact finders. They are people who need to know all the stuff. They want all the information. Oftentimes, and I say this because I love you, so don't feel called out. Just acknowledge that I'm right. Oftentimes, this is because you decide very early that it's going to cost you more time, more money, more energy, more capacity than it actually will. And so I need to present you with all of the information I can that adds facts to your feelings and makes it really clear if this is for you or not for you, what it's going to take, what you need to do, how you're going to show up, where you're going to show up. And so by walking you through that process in an audio sales page, I can do that. But I cannot do any of that if I don't know that yet. So you have to have a clear understanding of your who, your when, your how, and the what of what you're selling. Let's shift into our next piece because literally just bridges right from here. We need to talk about what we actually mean by client education. We've talked about this a little bit recently. I have been using a line that I love and has had mixed reviews from other people, which is that moms nurture, experts educate. This podcast is not built to nurture you. It is built to educate you. Now, when I'm talking about educating you, and this to me is the difference, it's not my job to nurture you into a decision. It's not my job to cajole you into deciding you'll give in and invest or take the step or do the thing or sign up for the place or show up at the thing or whatever it is that you're trying to get the listener to do. It is my job to educate you as to why this is a good idea, why now is the right time, what you need to do, what you need to have ready, what will be expected of you, what you can expect. it's not to teach, like, no part of this show is me teaching you how to produce a podcast. We do have the occasional, like, educational podcast content. Like, you know, the podcast housekeeping series comes to mind. I am educating you on the thing we do. You know why? Because it helps you get ready for our work together. Those are all steps you can take that will accelerate our work, that will make our work better. And so I'm educating you into a sale because I'm saying, here's how we run shows. Here's what we pay attention to. Here's the process we use to evaluate things. And I can do that by showing you something that you can do yourself. But it's impactful because you can hear how we think about it, how I approach it, the thought process I'm moving through as I make decisions. Not so that you can go replicate them necessarily, because please, 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 please send me an email, send me a DM. Let me know when the last time you heard a podcast and use it as an instruction manual. We're like, yes, I'm doing every part of this on my own. No. Maybe you started, maybe you implemented pieces. I've done that. We've all done that. That's important. That's how we get quick wins so that we can keep pulling that thread, right? But all of it? Everything? From every episode? No. Just enough to figure out that this is the person we want to learn from. This is the person who we want to pay attention to. This is the person we want to invest with, especially for us service providers. I want you to come into a podcast strategy intensive speaking my language. And so, yes, there is some general podcasting education that happens, but the bulk of the education that happens here is education that puts you in a position to be a client who gets exceptional results because you started the work before we even started working together. And you were able to move through that process. You were able to move through educate and into convert because a part of that education was about how to convert. And this is where I'm talking about these things bridge together, right? I have to have a clear understanding of how you convert so that I can tell you how to do it. And that's often the missing step. Often we're spending so much of this education time really just nurturing. Really just trying to make them feel good about the problem they think they have. When in reality, it is not my job to make you feel good about the problem you think you have. It's to help you identify the problem you actually have. Because being overwhelmed by your podcast is not actually your problem. Your podcast not getting enough listeners, definitely not your problem. Generally speaking, 9.5 times out of 10, it comes down to process or strategy. One or both, most often both, of those elements are missing, broken, ineffective, whatever. But that's rarely what people think when they reach out or when they start listening. It's, I need more listeners. I need to grow my show. If I had a bigger audience, I would have more clients. It would convert better. No. I could quadruple your listenership tomorrow. And if you're not currently converting anyone, adding more listeners is not going to change that. Because the conversion element is what's broken. Again, process or strategy is what's causing that breakdown. Because I know this, we talk a lot about that on the show. We talk about how to identify that. We show ways where you might see this. This episode is an example of that, right? You have to have a clear understanding of what you want them to do next. And then you have to tell them what to do next. And that brings us to our third point, calls to action. Right? This is so frequently left out. It's the, oh, well, I've got a thing, an outro at the end of the show that says to come check out my website. There's links in the show notes. That's enough. No, you need to tie what you've been talking about to that call to action. And you should be doing this with your free stuff and your paid stuff. And one or both need to be in every episode. And I would say both need to be in every episode. However, we don't have a free call to action in this episode. I told you about the podcast mastermind up at the top, and I'm going to tell you about it again in a minute. But I still had two. Even though one of them wasn't free today, I still had two. Because strategically, this episode serves a very different purpose than an episode where I'm driving you to a roundtable or to the podcast newsroom. Because if you're here and you've reached any point of this episode, you have an understanding of what you want your show to do. And so I want to make available to you easily the answer to that problem. That's my call to action, right? The solution to the problem I have presented you should be your call to action. And so in this case, the call to action is, that's right, the Profitable Podcaster Mastermind. But had I just gone through all this information, had I just told you all of this stuff, I even mentioned in the course of the actual content, the names of my programs. Isn't that enough? No, no, it's not. We are all busy. We are all tired. We are all fresh out of capacity. We are doing our listener, our audience, our prospective clients, the people we are so committed to serving, a massive disservice when we don't tell them how to do whatever is next. And to do that, we have to tell them what's next. And do you know what that is? That's a call to action. It's saying, hey, this resonated. You're here with me 20-some minutes into this episode. Let's have a conversation. Head on over to uncommonlymore.com/mastermind. Check out the podcast, Profitable Podcaster Mastermind. Because this is literally the work we do in that program. We build this element. We make sure that these components are there. Because we start with an audit. We're reviewing what we're doing. We're reviewing what exists. We're making sure episodes have a call to action. We're making sure we have sales assets. We're building a repeatable series that is built to be a sales asset, to help be a tool to move a listener through a process and get a quick win. That's your 3-day email challenge, your five, like this is standard marketing stuff from well before podcasts existed. And we wrap up building your 12-week content plan so that you leave the program knowing exactly what you need to say, exactly what you need to produce, exactly what you need to release. And oh, by the way, as we were moving through all this, you learned how to do this again and again and again. You built yourself processes. So you walk away from this program with the processes to keep your new strategy going. We've solved both the process and the strategy problem. If this is of interest to you, and it is, so just come hang out with me. Head on over to uncommonlymore.com/mastermind and check it out. And make sure that you have these kinds of elements in your episodes. Because if you don't, you are creating content. Your podcast will not contribute as a member of your sales team. It will not support the revenue growth in your business. It might build you an audience, and even that is hazy, but it might. But why? Why? Why do we want an audience? So that we can maybe convert them someday? Start converting them now. Because then we start building an audience of customers, of leads, of action takers, not consumers. We are not network TV, right? We are not the latest series on Netflix or Hulu or Prime or whatever it is that is your streaming place of choice. It is not about getting you to sit here and binge this. It is about getting you the information you need so that you can make a decision, so that you can make a shift, so that you can do something differently and get different results. Head on over to uncommonlymore.com/mastermind. Join us in the Profitable Podcaster Mastermind, and I'll see you right back here next week. Thanks. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Remember that content consumption does not make changes. So commit to doing something from today's episode. Maybe it's taking action on what we talked about. Maybe it's reaching out to me and learning more about podcast strategy intensives or what podcast production looks like with our team. All of that is over at uncommonlymore.com. And if you haven't yet signed up for the podcast newsroom, I want to remind you that is a great next step. If you're not really sure what comes next, hang out over there. Get those exclusive private episodes. That's over at podcastnewsroom.com. And the last favor I will ask, because social proof is endlessly important for sure, is to leave a rating or review for the show. If you go to ratethispodcast.com/more, that's the easiest way to do it. But I would love to hear what you thought of the show, what you think of the show, and if the show has been helpful for you. I can't wait to chat with you. So this is just the start of the conversation. Reach out so we can keep it going. Talk soon.